So the climate of Earth is greatly affected by the redistribution or movement of solar energy, which occurs through the particles in the air as well as by the circulation of the ocean's water. So at the equator, where solar radiation is most intense, which we learned about when we looked at how latitude affects climate. So at the equator, the land and water heat up more quickly than at other latitudes on the planet. So the air particles above the land and water at the equator heat up and rise, which causes cool air particles to move in and take their place. And this movement of warm and cold air is called convection. And so if you look at the image on the bottom left here, you can see that at the equator, the air is warmer, it heats up and rises, and as it rises, cold air rushes in to replace it, and it causes this convection current, which just redistributes the solar energy from the equator up towards the poles. A similar type of effect occurs with ocean water, where water at the equator gains solar energy and begins to spread out towards the poles. As this warmer water reaches the poles, it begins to cool down and it freezes. And when water freezes, or when salt water freezes, what happens is that the salt is left behind and the water itself freezes to form ice. So when this happens, the density or the amount of salt in the water, where some of this water just froze, the concentration of salt increases, and this causes the water there to become more dense. And when it becomes more dense, it becomes heavier and begins to sink. And as this cold water sinks, it pulls that warm water from the equator back up to replace it. So it's a similar convection effect as we saw with the movement of warm and cold air. And this circulation occurs to help distribute warm water from the equator up to the poles. And it's specifically known as, or this type of movement of water is known as thermohaline circulation. So the important point here is that the movement of air and water is an important factor in regulating the climate of our planet in different climate zones around our planet as solar energy is redistributed across the planet.